in my position as one of the directors of research of the Great Pyramid of Giza Research Association, Chris Dunn is the other, we're constantly getting emails from people who have theories. Every day, a new theory. The Great Pyramid was this. It was built this way. It was built that way.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, everybody has a piece of it. But what we try to do is make a coherent understanding. And the indigenous tradition is very clear in saying that the pyramids were never built as tombs. Ever. That's one theory that we won't even address, we won't even debate. But there are many other different ideas, and I think that Christopher Dunn has the complete theory that the Great Pyramid was originally designed to be a machine to
right.
produce power.
The fact that they probably buried some kings in there for a while was probably after the fact.
Yes, well, in the Great Pyramid, there was never a burial. But what you're saying is correct. In the later dynastic period, they did build pyramids as symbolic tombs. But and then even later times, people were buried in there. Well, my theory on that is that later people, seeing these great pyramids like at Giza and the other sites that I mentioned, wanted to be identified with the previous people who were only legend to them in their time period, and so that a lot of people wanted to be buried in the pyramids to be connected with them. But the Great Pyramid never had a burial of anybody.
Now, were they built by Egyptians, quote-unquote?
Yes.
Okay.
We call them Kemetians, not Egyptians. Cause
how do you
Egypt
spell that?
Is a Greek word. Kemet. Well, it... You know, again, the ancient language didn't have vowels, so how it's usually written is KMT or Kempt. I put in vowels, so we spell it KHEMIT. It's been spelled many different ways. And originally it was Kem. And if you think about it, one of the Arabic terms for Egypt today is Al-Kem, and that's where the word alchemy
right.
comes from.
Okay, so you're saying that this society preceded the Egyptians that we know of?
Yes, what we call the dynastic period begins around 5,000 years ago, as you mentioned. The date the Egyptologists like to use is around 3,100 B.C.
All right, and these were what, 65,000 years?
Yes, yes. And the pyramids, you asked me that question, let's return to it.
Yeah, let's do
According to my research for over 37 years on the subject, the Great Pyramid was built in three distinct stages. The stages may have been separated by thousands and thousands of years, but original construction over 20,000 years ago.
Now that is spellbound.
Yes, but not by aliens and not by Atlanteans. Now, the subjects I addressed in my first book, we say indigenous African people were advanced, had not only the technology, but the consciousness. And that's a key thing that everybody who comes up with their little pet theories doesn't take into account, because we're not in that state of consciousness today. Everybody's looking for the nuts and bolts, the mechanical answer, and we can provide that.
But at least your theory, though, stresses that it was high technology slash consciousness that got this done.
Yes, and in fact, we don't separate it, and there wasn't a separation among these people. So Christopher Dunn and myself today, when people ask us what do we think the Great Pyramid was, we say it was a spiritual machine.
Well, so whatever happened, though, Stephen, the thing that just baffles me is whatever happened to that high technology that was around then 65,000 years ago?
I think we're regaining it now.
Yeah, but where did it go in between?
Ah, good question. And I address that in the key, that's a key part of this current book. I believe, and it's amazing because you spoke about this, of an event happening 12,000 years ago in the news.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about, and it's not an original theory to me, it's actually two books that I really highly recommend, is a book called Cataclysm 9500 BC by two British scientists, Allen and Dallaire, and a book by Barbara Hand Clow called Catastrophobia. In those books discussing a worldwide cataclysmic event happening 11,500 years ago.
All right, very close. This story we had today.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
I love when that confirmation comes in, because I do think that story is accurate, and I think we're going to find more and more evidence. So in this event, it could have been a cometary flyby. It could have been a huge meteorite strike. Something happened which knocked the Earth, not only caused a cataclysmic event, but actually put the Earth into its current tilt of 23.5 degrees, the wobble that we all know, and it disturbed everything around the planet. We're talking about tsunamis that I think were 1,000 feet high. Not 100 feet like 200 feet, not 50 feet like happened in Indonesia last December, but 1,000-foot tsunamis roaring across North America, for example. And it probably almost completely wiped out all human civilization that was there.
What would cause these islands to sink? The force of the tsunami or the plates shifting underneath the land masses?
All of the above.
Uh-huh.
It all happened. Earthquakes took off, major splits. There actually was a man, and I forgot his name, he had a very interesting theory that he said what the source of the deluge, the flood, was not exactly rainfall, huge rain mass, but he actually has documented that there's a split in the Pacific, in the actual floor of the Pacific Ocean that shows that it once ruptured. And people don't realize that there's actually more water inside our planet than there is in the oceans. So his theory is there was some event happened which caused a rupture in the ocean floor. Water came flying out, went as much as 50,000 feet into the air and then came down, and that's what caused the tsunami. And he has documented evidence that shows that this rupture is less than 15,000 years old.
Is it cyclical? Assuming it wasn't caused by a comet or an asteroid or some other planetary force or universal force, if it was just an Earth force, it might be cyclical. It could happen again.
Yes. And the geophysical record shows at least six major extinctions in the history of our planet where almost all life forms were wiped out. So these are cyclical events. And again, Hakim says, according to the indigenous tradition, this is a natural occurrence. It's nobody was at fault. It's not because people, you know, the theory of Atlantis, people were abusing their power, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. In his explanation of it, it's a natural cyclical event. It happens every certain number of years to end a cycle.
And regardless of your science or technology, you can't stop it.
Well, that's a great point, George, because that's one thing that always disturbed me, because we're going to talk about these cycles. And when this event that I'm talking about 11,500 years ago happened, we were in the highest state of consciousness, I believe. So couldn't people see it? Couldn't they do anything about it? Apparently not.